And that's something I've been thinking about with this movement, that sometimes there are organizations that have kind of like a state or national mm-hmm. level. So it's people like kind of thinking much more broadly about mm-hmm. an issue, but then it really changes when it's in your backyard, when yep. it's in your community.
I think if he had it to do all over again, he would have handled it differently. Mm-hmm. But so often, and again, I don't want to get too far off base, but so often politically people just fall in line and do that thing that they think they're supposed to do and then perhaps regret it later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons I wanted to interview you is, you know, there are lots of small businesses in Denton and not everyone is popping up in the credits of, mm-hmm. you know, the Frack Free Denton documentary. So I was curious about how, like, yeah, how you got involved.
Yeah, I feel passionately about it. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, and you kind of, you know, sometimes you look for something in your life, you know, to be passionate about. Sometimes it finds you. And I really felt like that thing found Denton. And I said in the very beginning, I was an Army brat. I moved every year of my life growing up. I went to 18 different schools. And so Denton is really, I married into a family that was from Denton, and they sort of adopted me, and that I've adopted the town. It's the only place, if people ask me where I'm from, I was born in Georgia, but I'm from Denton, Texas. And so I do feel like you should fight for your home, you know. And it was such a silly fight. We're just talking about the city limits of Denton, not Denton County, not the rest of Texas. It's a big state. There's room for thousands and thousands and thousands of natural gas wells. We are not the slippery slope that national interest wanted to paint us as. It's like, if you stop putting gas wells in Denton, Texas, you know, we're going to have to go to Saudi Arabia for all of our energy needs. And that was not true. And it wasn't true then. It's not true now. And we're just trying to protect the city limits of Denton.
Yeah, I think
I would protect it against anything I felt was a threat, and that certainly was a threat.